Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef buzzing with you today. Michael Kelsey with us today, talking about the Wildlife Relief Fund efforts. Back on that in just a moment.
Do something about flies on your operation. Horn flies take blood meals from cattle on pasture, resulting in reduced weight gain and profits. With Altacid IGR mixed into your feed, treated cattle can achieve a 15% increase in weight gain versus untreated cattle. Nuisance flies also irritate confined cattle, causing losses in milk production. Mix Clarifly larvicide into your feed to help prevent these flies by up to 96%. Know your enemy and ask your local feed distributor for the industry leader in feed-through fly control. Altacid IGR and Clarifly larvicide.
Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email. Millions of dollars of loss to the cattle industry in northwestern Oklahoma because of the wildfires. Efforts continue to be made to raise monies to help them through the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Wildlife Relief Fund. Yesterday, it was Cattlemen Helping Cattlemen as OKC West hosted a benefit rollover auction. Three different calves were donated to sell over and over again. And Michael Kelsey, Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Executive Vice President, was there.
OKC West was so generous to host the sale last year, which was just phenomenal in the amount of dollars it raised. It was repeated again this year. These folks, Bill Barnhart and their crew, are just so generous to extend a helping hand to their friends and neighbors out west and host this rollover sale. This year, just a little bit different than last year, there were three calves that were donated. Of course, Blake and Jake and Cade, they donated their calf, and then there were two other calves donated and sold all three of those calves. Just generated that. I just came out of the office. The total was just shy of $59,000 that was raised, and every penny of that will go to the families up in the Northwest that were affected.
We've had a lot of expressions just like this by other auction barns, by, of course, purebred operators, and many, many others to try to generate these dollars for the folks that were hit hard by these fires in the month of April.
You're exactly right, Ron. We, Express Ranches started out and sold lot one, their first lot through, and generated about $19,000. I know Jerry Nine up at the Woodward Livestock Auction has hosted a sale, and all those dollars will go to affected families. Next week, we're working with the Beaver Livestock Auction. Jeff up in his country, he's wanting to host a sale as well. And then you just couple that with the checks that we're receiving from across the country, Ron. It's just really humbling. The cards of well wishes and even young folks from across the country, again, receiving, handmade cards with a $5 bill or a $1 bill or a $10 bill, just doing what they can to help out. It's just really humbling to see the generosity of our industry. I was told by an individual the other day, up at the legislature, they said, there's a lot we can do, but it's just amazing how cattlemen jump in and help cattlemen when these types of tragedies happen. And that's exactly what we're seeing in this case as well.
Obviously, you saw the numbers that Dr. Peel generated, $26 million worth of loss just on the cattle operations, not counting vehicles and buildings and some of that type of thing. But with those dollars, because a lot of fence is going to have to be rebuilt, and there's still a real need for hay, I understand.
There is, and the grass is, they had some rain, so the grass is greening up, but it's just so tender, you can't turn back in on it yet, and so they're going to have to allow that grass to recover. So the need for livestock feed is in hay and supplemental feed is very still much urgent. And so I understand there's still some coming in, but unlike last year, this year we're just really challenged as an industry regarding hay. Just don't have that much from a long winter left over. And then a lot of folks donated last year, so they depleted their own supplies down and just didn't have the ability. So we certainly still need some hay. As you mentioned, feed, I've seen 2,100 miles or greater in terms of the amount of fence that was affected. So it's going to be a long time to rebuild for these folks. And it's just an honor for the Cattlemen's Foundation to be able to help out and try to help them stay on their place.
Michael Kelsey of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, $59,000 raised at OKC West El Reno yesterday for the Wildfire Relief Fund. All told, about $360,000 have come in to date. If you want to help, you can go to their website, okcattlemen.org. They've got information on the Wildfire Relief Fund there. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Did you know that when it comes to grocery shopping for beef, convenience continues to be the key? Through Chekhov-funded market research, we know millennials want cooking shortcuts that are efficient and practical. As a result, Your Beef Chekhov is reaching them through their mobile phones with ideas for creativity, efficiency, and savings. While you're managing your cattle operation, Your Beef Chekhov is helping millennials understand that beef is a smart food choice. Learn and share more at mybeefchekhov.com, paid for by your Chekhov dollar.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.